the rest of the story. Dick ran straight into a door. Knocked himself out cold. Nobody could revive him. 10 minutes and he was still out cold. Half an hour. Then an hour. And he remained unconscious. Now doctors have gathered around him. He's still alive. He's still breathing, they said. Just don't move him, they said. And aside from life and death, there was another profound consideration. The show must go on. In this case, a television show. Rehearsing for it, Dick had run smack into that, what was supposed to have been, a breakaway door. Now he was hurt, apparently seriously, and Dick was the star. With 90 minutes to airtime, live airtime, the doctors insisted that even if Dick were to revive immediately, he must not be permitted to perform. Live television now. No option to broadcast a rerun. So either a substitute for the show's star would be found, or in an hour and a half, millions of television sets across the country would go dark. Well, somebody on the staff remembered a co-worker, sort of an office clown, a funny fellow, always cracking jokes and doing routines for the other staff members. Maybe he'd be a good last-minute fill-in. Producers shook their heads. Clowning around the office was one thing, but big-time, prime-time network television, that was quite another. But what choice had they? It was an emergency. Okay, where was this funny staffer? Home, probably. So somebody called him. Indeed, he was home. He was watching television. The young man was aghast. Do the show? In front of the cameras, he said, in front of millions of people? Don't think, he was told. Just get to the studio. So the young man jumped in his car, sped off on the 60-mile journey. He was greeted by pandemonium. What are you going to do? Executives demanded. The young man was trembling. He shrugged. How is Dick? He asked. Executives reported that Dick was still groggy, but coming around. He'd been out for more than 2 hours. Can't do the show, though, they said. It's all in your hands. So, with 20 minutes to air, they got him into makeup, then shoved him out there in front of the cameras and the millions of viewers. And what do you know? The office clown did fine. Nobody knew what he was going to do, but when he did it, the studio audience and the nation laughed. There was a spontaneous, humorous lecture on the economics of television. Brilliant. Better than anybody had dared anticipate. In fact, the network decided to give the last-minute substitute his own show. And that happy ending continued for many decades. Dick, comedy's great Richard Skelton, Red Skelton, he fully recovered, of course, but the world of comedy has this one thing more for which to thank him, the subsequent career of a 28-year-old office clown whose big break eventually led him into the brightest spotlight of them all. Of course you remember Red Skelton. And you remember Red Skelton's young writer also. Now you remember him with laughter through tears, for he was Johnny Carson. Only now you know the rest of the story.